This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States and Oanda senior market analyst Kenny Fisher. How are you doing, guys?
Good evening, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Kenny. Good to be with you.
Let's start with the global markets, Nick. And of course, we've got some big results coming up. That's what the markets are looking at a bit later on after the close where you are in the USA. But I see the NASDAQ is down 1% as we speak. But of course, that may change once the NVIDIA results come out.
That's right, Johnny. And I think that in terms of market news, everybody is circling around this event because this is kind of the big one, especially this end of August period that we have, which is relatively quiet relative to where we've been in the last few months. We've had lots of big economic data points, CPI and Fed meetings. We've got this little bit of a lull here in the late August period, which I think actually even adds more importance to the NVIDIA story. The question is, is NVIDIA going to repeat its function in this market that it has had for a few years, which is great NVIDIA earnings plus great NVIDIA earnings guidance for the future, means the AI trade is still full steam ahead. I think today, we're recording this for listeners. Please understand and give us some grace. We have not gotten the numbers at the time of recording this. We are just giving our thoughts on the overall importance to what's going on in markets overall. And I think that when we talk about NVIDIA, I think that even without knowing the numbers, I could still clearly state whether the numbers are good or bad. It's going to have lasting impact, most likely, on the rest of the market. I think that if you look at NVIDIA, if we do a quick history study, the last few times NVIDIA's earnings have come out with such strong guidance going forward, it's led to market rallies for days and weeks to come. So I think that as we go into this earnings report, if you see something falter there, if you see something not as impressive that really hurts the story, watch out. Because again, the NASDAQ is not quite at the all-time highs. Even the NVIDIA chart is not quite there at the time of recording this. And if this disappoints in any way, that very well could become a bit of a, going into that September historical bearish seasonality for the S&P 500 could be a bit of a catalyst for the market to run with. So I'm not sure what the NVIDIA earnings will be, obviously, but I just worry that if you get some disappointment at all, the downside could be pretty substantial. That being said, again, NVIDIA has consistently come out and really rocked the market socks off and continued the rally, with just showing strong demand for AI and chips.
So NVIDIA later to come today, guys. GDP in the USA tomorrow as well. And all eyes will be on that, considering we're not far away, Kenny, from next week's US jobs report.
That's correct, Johnny. We have two important events coming up in September. The jobs report, as you mentioned, on September 6th. And 2 weeks later is the Fed meeting with the expected rate cut. GDP is expected tomorrow at 2.8%, which is quite respectable for the second quarter. That'll be a second estimate, expected to confirm the first estimate of 2.8%, which was double the pace in the first quarter. And it's showing that the U.S. economy is quite strong. But again, the labor market is much more of a question mark than the economy as a whole. And we saw a few weeks ago when non-farm payrolls came in at a very weak 114,000 new jobs. The markets really panicked, melted down, if you will. And that caused a lot of nervousness about the U.S. economy, even though we have this strong GDP expectation.
Yeah, and just to tie this together to what Kenny was saying, just this importance of GDP growth with the kind of local news of the NVIDIA story. NVIDIA's earnings are greatly sensitive to what's happening in the economy and vice versa. The NVIDIA earnings also show a little bit of demand or lack thereof in the economy. And semiconductors are kind of like the picks and shovels of the entire tech side of the story. So just wanted to tie those two things together, but also just to emphasize something else that the Fed has kind of pivoted towards in their recent meeting. Powell basically indicated that the risks to inflation had come down substantially relative to the rising risks of labor data. And so, you know, where we see GDP forecasts have an impact on what the labor market is going to look like, right? If you have a strong GDP figures coming out, strong growth projections, that could indicate that employment may stay steady, but any faltering there also has a big impact on the employment story, which the Fed has made pretty clear is their now primary focus relative to the inflation story that's been, you know, relevant for the last few years.
Interesting to see, Kenny, the Australian currency movements today, which were very little considering the CPI numbers from Australia, which were down.
That's correct, Johnny. It was a bit of a surprise. The Australian dollar is down slightly today, about 0.3%. Following the CPI release, there was almost no movement. Although inflation seems to have gone down quite nicely from 3.8% to 3.5%. That's the lowest since March. It was a bit higher than the estimate of 3.4%. But I think the markets were not all that impressed because a lot of the drop in the July inflation was due to electricity subsidies. So in a sense, prices were not really going down. Without those subsidies, electricity would have gone up. So I think the markets were not all that impressed with the fact that headline inflation went down. And the central bank is it's sounding more and more frustrated with inflation. Governor Bullock said that she doesn't expect any rate cuts for another 6 months. But the markets aren't really buying that. They've priced in a November cut. And it's interesting, I think, this dissonance between what the markets are predicting and what the central bank is saying. And that may go to a bit of a lack of credibility with it, about the central bank, which has mentioned in the last few meetings that they thought of raising interest rates, which would make it an outlier, as we know, compared to the Fed and other major central banks. But I think the markets are betting that the RBA is not going to start raising rates at a time when the Fed is poised to lower rates. So we have this dissonance, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with the RBA in the next couple of months. They've held rates quite a long time. They've threatened to hike rates, but if the markets are onto something, it looks like we will see the Reserve Bank of Australia join the club and lower rates perhaps this November.
Yeah, and as Kenny and I discussed, you know, all these GDP figures and NVIDIA earnings and all of that, I think we have to kind of wrap it up by thinking about, again, where the Fed stands. Labor data is really important. And although I mentioned we're kind of in a bit of a lull week here, despite the NVIDIA earnings, next week we've got some really big stuff. We've got our next round of jobs data. And I just want to remind listeners, for maybe you are remembering the August 5th chaotic movements in the markets. We saw everything from the currency world to commodities and stocks. Everything was very volatile on that day because of the events that happened the Friday before that. At least that's where many people draw their conclusion, as the jobs data, that last NFP, came in very disappointing. I think that the NFP to come here is going to make people somewhat nervous, but also, you know, has the potential to restore the situation, the employment data, right? What we really do not want to see is a back-to-back poor NFP figure. That would really spook the markets, and it would maybe dispel the idea that that was just a one-off fluke of a number, which, you know, kind of people are currently sort of saying. They're thinking, you know, the last NFP was not great, but there was some external variables and other data came in to save the day. That is why the next NFP report, which comes out next Friday, I believe it's September 6th, is incredibly important to what happens next in markets.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll speak to you again on Friday.
Great being with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Kenny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.